I'd like to welcome everyone who's turned out on this very cold Monday morning. My first order of business, in case my wife is listening, is to say happy 35th anniversary to her. That's done. The second thing is, I'm certainly willing to move this event back outside if you want. Is there anybody wants to go outside? All right. Very good. Welcome, everyone. I want to recognize some persons out there in the audience, and they're certainly welcome to come up and join us at the table. His table over to my left, I see Kenzel Garnett, acting Regional 3 engineer from IDOT, is already up there. Thank you for coming. Jill Dykoff, staff assistant with Senator Durbin's office. Jill, are you here?
I'm right here behind you.
Right behind me. Yeah. You're going to watch those staff people. They're always right behind you. Randy Pollard, downstate director, Senator Kirk's office. I don't know if you're here, Randy. And, of course, Earl Tamar, CEO of Galesburg Cottage Hospital, and Christopher Shallow from Sherry Busso's office. And, of course, the Honorable Mayor of Macomb. Is here today also. I saw you out there somewhere. Hi. Hello. Mike Inman. Thank you for coming. I missed your big groundbreaking, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, but I'm sure I had some important place to be. It's a big occasion today. We're dedicating the Bickerdike Bridge, the second grade separation of a three grade separation project, a total project of $88 million. I guess I would want to first start out by making a few remarks about Mother Bickerdike, because it's been pointed out to me by some of the people here visiting from Chicago at the front table that it's she's not a commonly known person up there, and I don't understand why. But I'm going to kind of give you the four-minute history of Mother Mary Ann Bickerdike, who was born in 1817 near Mount Vernon, Ohio. She attended Oberlin College, and of course, for us Knox College people, we know who those, they were the same kind of folks, part of the second great awakening that organized Oberlin College. They were radicals there. They first of all allowed women to get an education in college, and of course, they believed that slavery was immoral, just like Knox College, so that may explain why she may have arrived here. She became a nurse after leaving college. She assisted doctors in Cincinnati, Ohio during the great cholera epidemic of 1837. 10 years later, she married Robert Bickerdike, and they moved to Galesburg in 1856 with their two young sons. 2 years later, Robert died, and Mary Bickerdike had to raise her family by herself, and she continued to work as a nurse. At the outbreak of the American Civil War, Galesburg had sent a few thousand volunteers, and they were stationed primarily in Cairo, Illinois. And word came back that there was a desperate need for medical supplies. The community raised $500, and Mary Bickerdike volunteered to deliver those supplies to Cairo. When she arrived there, she unofficially established herself as the person in charge of setting up hospitals there. And during her career with the military in the Civil War, she traveled with various Union armies, established more than 300 field hospitals to assist the sick and wounded. It was typical to find Mary Bickerdike risking her own life searching with a lantern at night for wounded soldiers on the battlefield. She would carry the lantern into a disputed area between the competing armies and retrieve wounded soldiers. She was present at the Battle of Shiloh, the Atlanta campaign. She traveled with General Sherman's army on its march to the sea across Georgia, and she participated in many other engagements. She won the admiration of General Grant and General Sherman for her bravery and her deep concern for the soldiers. She became known as Mother Bickerdike, and when she would ride among the troops, they would stand and cheer as they would any great general. She also traveled about the country giving numerous speeches across the Union describing the difficult conditions the soldiers experienced, and she solicited contributions from the civilian population. At the end of the war, General Sherman's army, which was in Savannah, or was in actually in Carolinas, was transported up to Washington for the great grand review of the nation's armies. At that point, General Sherman asked Mother Bickerdike to participate and lead one of the corps in the grand review down Pennsylvania Avenue. After that, Sherman asked Bickerdike offered her a seat at the reviewing stand as the parade passed by. Bickerdike refused. He preferred to pass out water to the soldiers after the parade. With the Civil War's conclusion, Mother Bickerdike continued to assist Union veterans. She provided legal assistance to veterans seeking positions, seeking pensions from the federal government, although it was 30 years until she received her $25 a month pension. The remainder of her life, she became an attorney. She worked for veterans. She traveled to various places, but ultimately ended up in Kansas with her two sons. And Paul Nowicki, you'll be happy to hear this. She convinced the CB&Q Railroad to provide free transportation to veterans who wanted to go settle in Kansas. And even persuaded General Sherman to authorize the settlers to use government wagons and teams to transport their belongings to the new homes. She remained in Kansas most of the rest of her life, settled in Salina, where she opened a hotel and continued to fight for rights for veterans. She was briefly in New York, returning to Kansas with her two sons. She later moved to California because of the thought that it would help her failing health. And then she returned to Kansas, where she died on November 8th, 1901. Upon her death, her body was returned to Galesburg, where she was buried next to her husband, Robert. In 1906, a statue was erected on the courthouse lawn to honor this hero of the Civil War. So today, we name this bridge the Bickerdike Bridge to honor this American hero and recognize her contributions to saving lives of soldiers in the Civil War. But I'd also like to add that I think it's the name Bickerdike Bridge should be thought of as to honor all nurses everywhere who provide life-saving services to all of us. So I hope as you see the sign and when you cross the bridge in the future, you'll think of this Mother Bickerdike story and you'll think of the nursing professionals who she led the way for. With that, I would proceed to introduce our first speaker, which is Roxana Crosser, the president of the local OSF Medical Center. Roxana, would you please come up here?
John, honor guard.
All right. Excuse me, I forgot to do the honor guard. These guys were so carefully hidden, I couldn't see them standing in front of me. At this point, can we do the Pledge of Allegiance?
Details and cut. Right face. And salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Detail about face. Forward march.
Okay, thank you very much. Roxana Crosser, please.
Thank you very much, Mayor Pritchard.
My comments will be very short because most of my comments were already shared talking about the naming of this bridge. But from representing OSF St. Mary Medical Center, it's quite an honor to have this bridge named after Mother Bickerdike. We truly believe the safety of our population here is very important, and this will certainly add to the speed as different bridges have done within our community. In the honor of Mother Bickerdike, I know we have a number of individuals here who are part of the representation of the naming and the behind that. In fact, we have somebody here that portrays that person on an ongoing basis. And I know I had quite a bit of dialogue with Cora Douglas about the naming of this bridge and the great honor it is for our healthcare organizations. But what I think is very critical to the naming of this bridge is the importance of the health of our community. I know that Seminary Street, as you well know, has both of our hospitals, which is obviously very important for this community, and also GHOS. But our organization, of course, is very passionate about taking care of the sick and the dying, just as Mother Bickerdike did. But probably what's more important is when we talk about our vision, it really is about the health of a community. And it's being part of this community that OSF St. Mary's feels so very proud of. And seeing all of you here today representing this community and the health of the community to make it thrive, I think is what is so very, very critical to our community. So when we talk about a person who's passionate about healthcare, just as I am also and have been part of the OSF system now for 29 years, it's being part of this community and the importance of our community and the community health. So we have to think about prevention and the good things that are occurring in this community, and that's what I feel so very, very proud of as being part of the Galesburg community. So many of the remarks that the mayor mentioned about the importance of this incredible person, being this female who really came to the forefronts of taking care of the soldiers both on both sides of the line, I think is very, very important. And her demonstration of compassion, which I believe individuals who go into healthcare truly have that demonstration of compassion in caring for people, both those who are sick and, again, those who are healthy. So when we talk about this gateway of healthcare and this bridge being part of that, I think it just really talks strongly about our community and the importance of health for our community. Knox County is an incredible county to be proud of, and this bridge really helps for that safety and those who travel within that over that bridge, I think is very, very important. So as a healthcare worker and one that's very proud of this community, I am excited about this overpass. I'll be excited when the third overpass is also dedicated. But again, proud to be part of the community and part of this dedication today. Thank you.
Next, we'll have Mike Howard from GHOS.
Thank you, Mayor Pritchard. I intentionally had this really short because I thought we were going to be outside. Not to mention that most everything that's been touched on so far is right on point. But what I'd like to say on behalf of the Galesburg Hospital's Ambulance Service, we would like to thank everyone who's been involved in making this Bickerdike Bridge a reality. As far as the ambulance industry over the years, and you probably have seen it in passing, there have been many times where an ambulance would have to wait for a train. Obviously, this is not the best interest. In order to get to a 911 call or get a patient from their home to the hospital. As it was mentioned by Roxanna, Seminary Street is a gateway to both hospitals in our community. With the opening of this bridge, our ambulances will have better response times, especially to the south end of Galesburg, as well as quicker access to both hospitals. This bridge will have enormous impact for the overall health and well-being of visitors, as well as to the citizens of Galesburg. Safety is our number one priority, and with the construction of the bridge, there will be less traffic. So congestion waiting on trains, which we've all been there, will make travel so much more safer for our crews as well as the community at whole. So in closing, I would again like to thank everyone involved in making this happen. Thank you.
trouble here getting organized.
All right, before I introduce our next speaker, there's some comments I'd like to make. And I'm frankly just going to read an email I received from Wayne Carley a couple of days ago concerning the work and the workmanship and the efforts that were done to get this bridge project completed on time. As you know, we've had a rather difficult winter, and this winter sent in extra early, but here's what Wayne had to say. I want to let you know that, in my opinion, Gunther Construction did a very good job in the Seminary-Kellogg Overpass project. They worked through one of the coldest winters on record, went to great expense to heat the rebar and concrete in order to pour it through the winter. They also worked 6 days a week for the entire project and usually worked a 10-hour day on most days. Without the contractor putting in those extra efforts and incurring those extra expenses, this project would not have been completed on time. Gunther has constructed a quality project that the city can be proud of, and then it can be open to traffic on schedule. In addition, the city and consultant engineering staff have worked side by side with the contractor for all the additional hours and through all the bad weather, making sure the project was constructed in accordance with specifications. As with all construction projects, there are always many challenges that arise during the construction, including the weather, material delivery, working cooperation with utility companies, and the railway and plan changes. The contractor, engineering forces, BNSF, Ameren IP, CenturyLink, and Comcast have all worked well together in order to get this project completed on time, and they should be commended. And I agree. Thank you for your fine work. And with that, I'd like to introduce Mike McGillicuddy with Gunther Construction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you heard, I'm Mike McGillicuddy. I represent Gunther Construction, which is a division of United Contractors Midwest. I'll be brief. I was planning on being cold, too. And I've got my long underwear on, so I'm starting to heat up pretty fast. But we're here today roughly 14 months after we started this project. And as Wayne Carl said in his comments, that we went through one of the worst winters I've ever experienced trying to build a project. If you'd asked me May 1st of this spring whether we were going to finish it on time, that was a bet that I would not take. I want to congratulate some of the people that were involved in that effort that I consider somewhat, you know, almost the Herculean effort to get this thing in on time and to get it striped and ready for the opening, which we got finished striping roughly 3 o'clock last Wednesday afternoon. So it's been a little bit of a push. It was a complicated project, involved a lot of different staging, a lot of different types of construction. But two guys at bent to put their heart and soul into this project over the last 14 months, Mr. Harold Tripp and Aaron Furrow, who I don't think are in here because they're outside on the project making sure that this opening comes off as planned. They were there all winter, and through this summer, which was wetter than usual, cooler than usual, which didn't help, putting in ungodly amount of hours and some awful weather, in my opinion, to get it done. With the help of a lot of skilled craftsmen and women who participated in this project. Just to mention most of them, the members of Operators Local 649, Laborers Local 538, Finishers Local 206, Teamsters Local 627, Carpenters Local 183, and Iron Workers Local 111. All these people had a huge hand in getting this project done and doing a quality job. It ended up with, just on the basis of Gunther's portion of the job, 50,000 plus hours of skilled labor payroll, almost a little over $2 million of payroll paid by United Contractors Midwest to get the project completed for a total project that's a little over $12 million. Now, we're not quite finished yet. It is ready to be open. We still have a little bit of work to tie up. Our formal completion date for everything to be completed will be June 1st of next year. We hope to do a little better than that. Kind of depends on what kind of weather we have from here on out. But we're hoping for a slight change for the better, if we can get things done in a speedy fashion and just complete. They're basically loose ends. It's bridge rail. A little more striping, a little more seating. There is a cul-de-sac to be completed on Peck Street that we won't do until next spring. and that should wrap it up at that point in time. So I want to thank the City of Galesburg, the IDOT personnel that we've worked with, the BNSF, for the cooperation we received in getting this project done. It was, like I said, a difficult project for all concerned due to all the entities that we were involved with. And I want to give all the workers and our supervision and all the staff of the city, IDOT, and all those people a round of applause for what I consider a good-looking job and a project well done. Thank you.
Thank you. And no one looks forward to that bridge being open this afternoon than me. With that, I'd like to introduce Paul Nowicki with the BNSF Railroad.
Paul? Well, thanks, Mayor, and good morning, everybody. Some of you might be a little bit tired of seeing me because this is my third grade crossing separation project inaugural in the last 10 years. And there's not another community across our 28-state network that has had three grade crossing separations built within 10 years. And with a little bit of luck, we'll be back here in the spring for a groundbreaking ceremony for our fourth grade crossing separation project. So that's a unique situation, as I said, and special thanks to that go to Representative Moffitt, Illinois DOT, of course, our contracting team, the team from the City of Galesburg, and the BNSF engineers as well for getting these projects funded, which is so difficult and so unique, and of course, getting them built as well. It's been a great year for BNSF. We've hired a record number of employees across our railroad, including 165 new employees year to date here in Galesburg. We're setting volume records here in Galesburg. We've had 3 days that we call Grand Slam Days at our rail yard here in Galesburg this year. It's never been done before 2014. Those are days when we have 2,000 cars or more come into the yard, 2,000 go over our hump, and 2,000 cars leave the yard as well. So it's a huge tribute to the productivity and efficiency of our team here. And it's also been a record year for capital investment across the railroad as well to improve our infrastructure and expand capacity. We've spent about $5.5 billion across our railroad this year, and we're planning to spend about $6 billion next year, and we'll be hiring 100 or so employees here next here in Galesburg next year as well. So thanks very much.
Well, our next speaker is Don Moffitt, and of course I want to remind everyone here that without his determined efforts, none of these grade separations would have occurred. We wish the Governor Quinn had been here, because without his support and help working with Don, none of this would have happened. So with that, Don Moffitt.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning. And I want to second those comments about thank you for the decision to move it inside. Really appreciate it. Senator Sullivan, Senator LaHood, Mayor, members of the City Council, the Aldermen, Regional Superintendent Bonnie Harris, City Manager, City Engineer, your professional staff, and all very important guests in the spirit of Mother Bickerdike. You look good for your age. I will have to commend you for that. Very good. The BNSF officials, great to be with you. Good morning and welcome to this very significant historic event in Galesburg, the opening of a second railroad overpass in just 2 years. Famous Galesburg native son Carl Sandburg said, "Nothing happens unless first a dream." Today's event has been many decades in the dreaming, hoping, wishing, promoting, planning, funding, and construction stages. And today, the dream becomes a reality. When we opened Route 41 overpass between Galesburg and Abington in, I believe it was 2005, and I know Alderman Wayne Allen remembers this, he made the comment that it's nice to have that one completed, but we have three more to build. It's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of planning, a lot of money, but we need it, we can defend it, and it's justified. We opened the first of those next three projects 7 years after that Route 41 overpass, in October of 2012 with the opening of the West Main overpass. Now today, just 2 years later, we opened the second of those next three grade separations. Now we have one more of those next three grade separations to build, and that's the East Main Street underpass. And as it's been mentioned, we plan to take bids on that in the spring, construction begin in 2015. So far, including Route 41 overpass construction, these projects have provided 6 years of construction jobs. And in your flyer, you notice, I think it's 140 construction jobs just on this one. We're becoming a quieter community with the quiet zones, thanks to the Galesburg City Council in making that decision, which was a separate decision from getting these grade separations. We're becoming a safer community with direct access to our hospitals, as been mentioned, from downtown, from the south side of Galesburg. And we will have faster fire, police, and EMS response to and from any part in the city. Unfortunately, you know, I've heard over the years of people that were in an ambulance on the way and would be waiting on the train, and it was not a successful outcome. If just a few more minutes reduced time in getting there, it could have probably been a different outcome. And we don't want to forget that the ambulances coming from the north will get to the south side faster, as well as faster getting back. It will also make it easier for the general public to move about town and not be delayed by the trains. And I want to say, we do want more trains, which means more jobs in Galesburg. So, you know, we're not saying we didn't like those trains, but it's nice to not have to wait on them. And so today, we are again sending a message to Burlington Northern Santa Fe. And Paul Nowicki, you said you think we're probably getting tired of seeing you? No way. Keep coming back with the good news like you told us today. More jobs, record business. And, you know, we just will keep welcoming you. And it was always good to see you. So, Paul, in answer to your questions, are we sorry to see you again? No. We look forward to this next groundbreaking. So you take that message back to BNSF, who is our largest private sector employer, that we appreciate the railroad, we thank the railroad, and that we are positioning this yard for more expansion and more jobs. And as I've said before, we are ready for a Galesburg rail yard to be the largest in your system. So let's keep it happening. We want to make that happen. Today's overpass was made possible by the efforts of many people. We undoubtedly have left some out, but I want to emphasize many people, many agencies working together. Projects like this are a team effort. It is an honor for me to be here with my colleagues in the legislature, Senator Sullivan and Senator LaHood. I want to express regrets that Representative Noreen Hammond could not be here. She had been planning and then needed to attend to some personal business, a funeral of a friend of a family member. So she sends her regrets, but congratulations on this opening. But it is a team effort. We've all been in it together. And this is an example of what bipartisanship can do, because this was a bipartisan effort. Local, state, and federal officials all worked together, all deserve credit. There were no turf battles in making this happen. We've been mentioned, Wayne Carl, the mayor, city council, all dedicated professionals, a great partner, BNSF, IDOT, a great partner, Governor Quinn, great contractors. And you know, it's interesting, these projects have taken long enough that we've worked with several members of Congress. It goes back to Lane Evans, and then Congressman Hare, Congressman Schilling, and Congresswoman Bustos. Multi-governor administrations, with Governor Ryan having the first capital bill, and Governor Quinn the second one that took advantage of this, made use of. Senator Durbin, Senator Kirk were part of helping make this happen. Multiple mayors, Mayor Sheehan, Mayor Garza, and Mayor Pritchard. And actually multiple multi-generational elected officials on this, because helping make this happen was former Congressman LaHood, who became Secretary of Transportation. They were a part of this along, and the first thing Congressman Harris said when had him here is be sure to get Congressman LaHood over here. Moving to the next generation, we now have State Senator LaHood helping make this happen. So it's multi-generational and bipartisan and multi-agencies. And that's what we get for the people, good projects that are important when that happens. Having said that, now it's on to building that third grade separation in Galesburg, the underpass, with be the fourth project, but the third one right in Galesburg, and for BNSF to bring on the trains. Thank you. It's a great day.
That's an argument against term limits, I think. Next, I'd like to introduce our senator from the South, From our perspective, John Sullivan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Good morning. Mike, I have my long underwear on as well. I was prepared to be outside. It's great to be here. What a wonderful day. What a wonderful day to be in Galesburg and recognize this great community and some of the great things that they have done. I thought I might start off, first of all, to be here with my colleagues, Senator LaHood, Representative Moffitt, of course, Representative Hammond could not be here, but we work together. I think you folks know this. We represent different parties in Springfield, but we really work together on issues that are important to our districts, and this is just one of many, many examples. So to have them here is wonderful. Paul Nowicki, I couldn't agree more with what Representative Moffitt said. You're welcome anytime to this area, and your support for what you do for this community and for the rail industry is amazing. So we want to thank you as well. I thought Don said it very well that you know, he has worked tirelessly for this community for the benefit of the rail industry, and that partnership really works. I know we have a number of city council and county board members here. If they would just raise their hands and be recognized, I think that they obviously are very involved with this project. If you just hold your hand up and let's give them a round of applause. I know we have a number of police and fire and rescue folks. If they would just raise their hand and be recognized as well, we thank you for the outstanding job you folks do as well. And Kinsel, you were recognized earlier, but Kinsel is the district engineer. If you would stand, and I would all the IDOT employees that are here in the room also be recognized, because I know many of them worked on this project for many years as well. Dr. Sundberg, Lori is here as well with Carl Sandberg. Great to have you joining us as well. What a great partnership you have done for this community, and for that matter, for the entire state of Illinois. This project, and I told Representative Moffitt this in the program, to have this page that shows how this project was funded, I think was really, really helpful and very beneficial, because it shows how partnerships work. And whenever I see this and we see this in Springfield or at the federal level, and I know Senator Durbin has a representative here, but whenever you have communities and or projects in communities, when you have state, local, private, federal involvement in making a project work, that's when we are most successful. And this chart shows exactly how that came to fruition. I was really honored, one of these obviously with the state of Illinois side, this money for this project came through a capital bill. And I was very honored to be the sponsor of that legislation in the Senate when it passed, as Representative Moffitt mentioned, with bipartisan support. Now it's easy, there's two bills to make a capital bill happen. The first one is how is the money gonna be spent? Right, here's the projects. How much is gonna go for roads and bridges and rail and schools and economic development? That's the easy vote. Everybody's always willing to vote how the money's gonna be spent. But the tough vote is how are you gonna pay for those projects? Those bonds have to be paid off over a number of years, and you have to have revenue to pay for those projects. And so that's the tough vote. But once again, we came together, all four caucuses in Springfield, the Senate Democrats, the Senate Republicans, the House Democrats, the House Republicans, we all came together and said, we all want this capital bill. We all have projects in our districts that are important. We have to figure out a way to pay for it. We came together in a bipartisan way, and we did that. That's an amazing accomplishment. That shows that how we work together. When we work together, we can make great things happen, and that's why we're here today. Lastly, I just want to say that to honor Mother Beckerdite on this to name this project after her is what an amazing individual, what an amazing tribute to an amazing person, somebody that this community has recognized many times in the past, and certainly this is just yet one more recognition that's very well deserved. I also, the last thing I want to say, in your program it talks about in this little box down here, the Beckerdike Bridge will improve access to businesses, improve response time for police and fire and emergency vehicles, and improve traffic flow. That sums it up, ladies and gentlemen. That's why this project's important. That's why we're all here. Thank you. Congratulations, and what a great day for Galesburg and Knox County. Thank you very much.
Last but not least, Senator Darren LaHood.
Well, thank you, Mayor, and what a great day for Galesburg. And I echo the comments of all the speakers that came before me here, and also very happy to be inside. And, you know, as the final speaker, I'm not sure all of you would still be here if you were outside. So I'm glad we're down here so you all stuck around. This really was a team effort, as has been mentioned before. And when you look at the picture of this bridge, this is a very, very difficult bridge to be designed and built. This is not your standard bridge. The way it's curved and the way that it goes over the overpass area here took a lot of craftsmanship. And so I commend the engineers and the IDOT staff and the laborers and the hard work and dedication and commitment that went into the design and building of this bridge. And, you know, the date that we were turning dirt on the front there was almost 14 months to today. And to think what was done in that period of time and have that bridge is really remarkable for this community and says a lot about all the people and the team effort that was involved with this. And so I commend all of them for their hard work here today. And, you know, really, this is a win-win-win for our community here in Galesburg. It's a win for our transportation system here in terms of traffic flow on the roadway here and for the railroad. It's a win for BNSF. What Paul did not mention is BNSF's second largest yard in the entire country is here in Galesburg. And they continue to grow and grow and grow with good paying jobs. And so overpasses like this continue to get the attention of BNSF and know that Galesburg is going to be welcoming to them and we're going to continue to work with them. But that means more jobs for our community when they look at what we're doing here to encourage economic growth in the private sector. What it means for our businesses along Seminary Street and around here to have that traffic flow is tremendous. And the third win is safety. Safety for people that are getting to the hospitals, as has been mentioned earlier. Safety of people that don't have to sit at a crossing there. And so it's a win-win-win for our community. And that's commendable for everybody that's involved here today. And let me just mention, things like this don't happen unless you have a vision or a dream. And, you know, I've just been in the Senate for less than 4 years, but Don Moffitt is the person that had the vision and the dream for this. And Don is the one that started on this project a long time ago and worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. And so, Don, we commend you for your commitment and dedication to making this happen. And the last thing I'll mention is what this means is it's pride for our community. Long after we're all gone in this room, that bridge is still going to be here. And we all played a part in that. And the pride that that brings to our community is absolutely tremendous. And you can't underestimate that in what a team effort coming together to put this bridge in place and name it after the woman and what she did here for us here in Galesburg is absolutely tremendous. And so that pride will live on for a long, long time in Galesburg. So congratulations. Great day for Galesburg.
All right, that concludes our program inside. Next, for the brave souls who want to, we'll be going outside to actually cut the ribbon for the Beckerdike Bridge.